Hey guys, this is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for watching today. Today I want to make a video for myself. I'm going to watch it back and see if I'll take my own advice. I've been slacking off over the last few months, and if you can relate to this, then you can take this advice too. I've been living in my head a lot. I've been living in my head and not my heart. What does that mean? Well, when a guy's living in his head, he's all about his focus and getting things done, and he lives in what Esther Perel calls the land of the illities. She calls the land of the illities the land of boredom, which is where responsibility and accountability and predictability and sustainability and stability, all those illities live. This is where mortgages get paid and where kids get fed and taken to school and where houses get cleaned and laundry gets done and pets get walked. It's the most unsexy, boring place that we can live, but we get in our heads. She calls that domestic energy. And I've been doing that for quite a while now because I'm so focused on trying to follow my passion and live my purpose and serve you because I care. But I also have a relationship to tend to. And that's not an auxiliary thing to my life. And so my advice to myself is get the hell out of my head and get into my heart. In the heart is where the erotic zone lives. Esther Perel talks about the domestic zone, but then there's the erotic zone. And the erotic zone is where danger and fun and flirting and dirty jokes and dancing and footsies under the table and touching and sex happens. The land of the erotic is where surprises happen, the unexpected, where tension is, and danger even. And I haven't been doing that. That's heart-based stuff. And so my advice to myself is to try to find more balance. Try to lead myself first so I can lead her into the land of the erotic and have more laughter, more touch, more cuddling, more kissing, more sex. And I hold myself responsible for it. I know a lot of times us guys will say, well, why doesn't she pitch in? Why doesn't she initiate? Why doesn't she try? Well, you already know me by now that I believe the feminine most often wants to follow the masculine. And they'll follow us places if they can trust us to lead them there. But when we're living in our head and all we're doing is leading ourselves down the path of making money and trying to get stuff done, it's hard for a woman to follow us. A woman will much more easily follow our heart if they trust us. So my advice to myself is to stop trying so hard to get everything done morning, noon, and night and stop focusing on the domestic side of my life and try to relax and try to find the balance again in the erotic side. And lighten up, Francis, like the old movie from Stripes, Bill Murray. Lighten up, Francis. That's what I need to tell myself. So that's my advice for you today. Lighten up, Francis. Drop into your heart. Become the leader of erotic energy. Become the leader of fun and goofiness and dances in the kitchen or whatever it takes to lighten the energy. Because only after you create that lightness and that fun and that surprise, danger, and tension, only after you create that can she accept the invitation from you to join you in a more intimate level, whether it's cuddling, kissing, or sex. First things first, we have to get the erotic energy flowing, and everything becomes easier. So I'm going to shut this off. I'm going to watch it back and take my own advice. If it applies to you, you're welcome to it. Have a great day. Thanks for watching. Bye.